Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I hate to get too controversial, right? We don't want to get too controversial on this show, but I'm sorry, I got to say it. We got to ditch the coffee table. I think we are done with the coffee tables. Coffee tables are stupid. And it's not because I don't drink coffee. I put other stuff on coffee tables, but I am sick and tired of seeing injuries as they relate to the coffee table. In my family, somebody fell against the coffee table, needed stitches. I can't tell you how many times I have families or parents call saying their kid fell against a coffee table, has a big gash in their head. And you see it, and God bless these parents, because I understand, you know, coffee tables will organize things. You could put things on there. You could rest your feet up, because I do like people elevating their feet, although you really need to elevate your feet higher than the coffee table range. If you're going to elevate, it's got to be above the heart if you are elevating. But, you know, these kids, they fall off the couch, they run, they trip, and they fall into the coffee table. And why do we have coffee tables? So you could set your coffee on it. Don't you drink coffee in the kitchen? Don't you drink coffee on the way to work? I get cup holders in cars. Those I get. And I actually need a new one because I don't know where the insert is, so things keep falling in my car all the time. So I get that. But do you really need to, you know, where the kids play and where kids run and where kids wrestle, do you really have to have a coffee table? Well, somebody could say, but yeah, Dr. Dahlia, that's where we put magazines. Who reads magazines anymore? You use your phone. Now, a lot of couches have actually cup holders in them. And in fact, if you have a couch and a love seat, I don't know if they still call them love seats, you could put the table that you set your drinks on in between them. And by the way, nobody ever cleans those. When my husband sets stuff down, we actually have a coffee table. I don't know why. I told him, if we later have grandkids, we got to get rid of the sucker. It's stupid. And he leaves crap on it all the time. There's used glasses. You just take the glass and put it in the sink. If you have nowhere to put your glass, you are forced by default to throw it back into the kitchen. And so these things, they collect dirt. People fall on them. I've almost tripped. I was walking, and we actually have a coffee table, and it's kind of interesting. It looks like an Oreo, where it has multiple. It's kind of this modern, chic-looking thing. I don't use it, ever use it. I have a desk next to it. Our family room's not that attractive because I have my desk. So I sit at my desk so I can multitask while watching something because I can't just sit and watch TV. I have to do other things because I feel it's a waste of time other than that. Even if it's a football game, I will still, you know, be doing something else while the game is playing. But I have my desk. Now, does my desk have a bunch of crap on it? Yeah, it does. Yeah. But that's my desk, not the coffee table. And nobody really falls into the desk. But anyway, I was, you know, racing to not let the dog or the cats go out because I heard there was an owl in our backyard. And I slipped on one of the animal's vomit that apparently was there. And I almost fell onto the coffee table. By the way, if we're on this topic, what else should not be around the house that we persist on having around the house? So how many of you have broken your toe or stubbed your toe on a piece of furniture? What kind of furniture was that? The coffee table leg? Was it a bed that had that? I mean, now most things are above the ground. What are you hitting your feet on? There should be no furniture that's hard. And I get Furniture used to be your value, your worth. You know, in my family, you know, how do you escape the Holocaust and bring, you know, your furniture? You can't. The furniture, you have to leave it. Or you stay put. And unfortunately, furniture killed a lot of people because furniture was so expensive, was so, you know, for a poor family, a lot of worth into that furniture. You had to have furniture. See, me, in college, we would have nothing. I mean, I might have like a mattress on the floor. But back then, you had to have furniture. That just was your thing. Do we really have to have that much furniture? Now, my husband suggested, which I think is a good idea, are those coffee tables that aren't coffee tables, but they're big ottomans. And they're very soft. They might be faux leather or something like that, where you could actually set something on it. But if some kid falls against it, they don't slash their scalp open and eat stitches. So maybe we need to kind of look at things that are softer. Now, you have to be careful. There's other things. There's other hazards in the house. One thing that I think is a huge hazard is the dryer. I was ready to put laundry away, and one of my cats, she rest in peace, was just hanging out in the dryer. Apparently, there was some old clothes. There was some, you know, already dried clothes in there that nobody moved, and she's just sitting there on the clothes. She thought the dryer was a fantastic cave. And I almost didn't see her because she's black and it was dark in there and you couldn't see. And I was like, oh, my God, what's your superstition doing? And so kids will climb into these dryers. And how do they get themselves out? I think all appliances should be up high. I like those appliances that are kind of vertical. I think those might be a pretty good idea. Cords. Nobody should be having a telephone with a cord. I think we're done with the cords. And these kids, when they play, they decide to wrap cords around their neck. They think it's funny. And big brothers and big sisters or little brothers and sisters think it's funny, too. Why don't I tie you up with the phone cord? Nowadays, everything is LED and battery, and I don't think curling irons should have cords. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys this, but one of my New Year's resolutions was to unravel my curling iron cord. I don't understand why I did. I unraveled it and it's still all windy looking. I don't get how that happens. And I've taken years of physics and science and I don't understand why that happens. You don't need the cord. There are things now where you just don't need the cord. There's a lot of things around the house that we probably should rethink. I mean, when I clean the house on a rare day, it stinks of Clorox and bleach, and you know, maybe we just need to do soap and water. Time to rethink a lot of the stuff in our house. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Delia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So AP News, USA Today, multiple outlets have reported that the Justice Department has released their report looking at what happened at the Robb Elementary deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that happened last year. And they said there were cascading failures in law enforcement's handling of one of the deadliest massacres at a school in American history. The Justice Department is one of the most comprehensive ones right now that we have on what happened at Uvalde. And it had basically cited multiple things that went wrong, including the haphazard police response to the shooting. Now, I'm a little confused as to what happened because we saw officers held back by others who were trying to get into the room. And so we need to be very, very careful when we look at this report, because I remember seeing video footage of people trying to get in there and other officers say no. Why? What? Why? As you know, Uvalde is a community of about 15,000 people. It's about 85 miles southwest of San Antonio. 19 students and two teachers were killed that day. And people ask, why? What the hell happened? What? Why did it take hours for this to get resolved? It's a 575-page report. The shooting had happened May 24th on 2022. And they cited failed communication and leadership, outdated technology and training. Federal officials say law enforcement's evident inadequacies resulted in the massacre lasting far longer than it should have. And it took 77 minutes for 376 law enforcement personnel at the scene to finally kill Salvador Ramos, the 18-year-old who was the shooter. In total, the 19 students and the two adults, he ended up murdering 21 people and had ample time to do it. Now, you know, a lot of things we had heard originally went wrong, such as the school would have these, I don't want to say lockdowns, but they would have these drills. And I think they had hundreds of drills that year alone that had been, hearing alarms and things. Whenever there, I guess, was gotaways or a migrant that could be running and could be dangerous if their cartel and try to find a place where they could hold up and have hostages, there were drills that the schools in the area would run. But there were so many of them that, you know, there started to be a laxity, like a boy who cried wolf sort of thing. And doors weren't locked. You know, you would think that people would be, you know, the school would be more vigilant, but this kid walked right into an unlocked door. And doors could be unlocked on the inside, you know, where you're able to leave, but it's completely flat and there's no door handle on the outside. I mean, there's ways to do it, but he was able to walk in. The Justice Department collected more than 13,000 items from the scene for analysis, videos, photos, interviews, as well as police officers, procedures, and reviewing training. And the federal official said the review of the mass shooting was made public to provide an independent account of law enforcement actions and responses, identify lessons learned, and best practices to help first responders prepare for and respond to active shooting events. So while we, you know, go through the data, some names that have been highlighted are Police Chief Pete Arredondo, Uvalde Police Chief Mariano Pargas, and Uvalde County Sheriff Ruben Nolasco. They were on the scene within minutes, but they are being accused of not taking command of the situation. Arredondo was the de facto on-scene commander, and he was slammed in the federal court, according to Daily Mail, for intentionally not trying to save people who were alive and trapped in the classroom, because what the shooter did is trap the students and the teachers inside the classroom, and students were trying to call or text their family and play dead, and it was just, it must have been the most horrifying 77 minutes anybody could imagine. And they, apparently the officers heard them shooting, but you could see in the video, officers want to go in. And they were stopped, physically stopped. And we don't know why. The federal report details the communications that the officials had, and that some of these communications hindered the response. They said Arredondo discarded his radios on arrival because he thought they were unnecessary. Now, I don't get that. I don't know how anybody could become police chief and that happened, so I'm not sure. They said he did try to communicate by phone with officers elsewhere in the school hallway, but he told them not to enter the classrooms because he appeared to determine that other victims should first be removed from nearby classrooms to prevent further injury. Well, that could happen fairly quickly. You could immediately And I understand. You know, police officers, they have their work cut out for them. And, I mean, God bless our law enforcement. And to make sure that there's no other casualties, to ensure that children who are walking hand in hand, you know, hand on the other person's shoulder, or everybody hold hands and walk out to across the street. I get that that is a process. And I get that when things happen, you know, you want to isolate the criminal, the suspect, and you want to ensure nobody else gets hurt. And I understand in a hostage situation, you just can't walk in there firing away. But 77 minutes. You know, and so was it poor training? Was it that they just didn't know? Is it that they've never, you know, been in situations like this? Was this the first time? Is it that many of the people who were hired were very new? But the lack of coordination, I mean, that's something that should be commonplace. That should be, now, the DOJ wrote that Sheriff Nolasco was also singled out. He said he did not seek out or establish a command post, establish unified command, share the intelligence he learned from the shooter's relatives, nor did he assign an intelligence officer to gather intelligence on the subject. At one point, Nolasco and UPD Acting Chief Pargas were within 10 to 15 feet of each other outside the exterior door of the northeast hallway, but they were not coordinating with one another. So without proper command and control, a game warden and constable were taking on roles traditionally performed by an incident commander. You know, and so it was a mess. You know, I mean, could more people have died? We don't know. But when there is a process, there are tried and true protocols that have been in place. You know, and I think one of the officers, his kid was in the room, and he was trying to get in there. Yeah, and, you know, I understand it's not an easy situation, but it was a mess up. And the DOJ said during that period, no one assumed a leadership role to direct the response towards the active shooter, provide situational status to responding officers, establish some form of incident command, or clearly assume and communicate the role of incident commander. So why was there such confusion? Some officers were confused about why there was no attempt to confront the active shooter and rescue the children. There was no structure. And something like that, I mean, you should already know who's in command. There should already be practices and drills. School shootings have been happening every year since I could remember. The shooter, Ramos, holed up in two adjoining classrooms. His children were making 911 calls. And police were just on the other side of the wall. I don't know what happened and why. So the DOJ tried to make sense of it. You know, but, you know, officers, it looked to me like they wanted to come in. So it did look like from the video, I would agree. It looked like lack of control, lack of command, lack of structure. And I hope, you know, everyone else learns from this, although I am sure other law enforcement already knows what to do. And it kills us to think that something like this could have happened. A teacher had propped open a door at 11:27, and Ramos came onto the school campus at 11:28. It took till 12:50 for the gunman to finally be killed. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so it kills me when I hear young people, individuals, young, healthy individuals, or just anybody, suffer from something that we usually don't see, you know, until our much older senior years. But we're being told that Snoop Dogg's daughter, Corey Broaddus, has had a stroke, and she's only 24. Now, from what I understand, she's recovering, but she's only 24 years old. And I am seeing and hearing more individuals that are younger having ailments that usually wouldn't hit us till older. Now, mind you, stroke could happen at any age, but I think we're seeing it more commonly. I don't want to say more commonly, it's still uncommon and rare in that age group, but I think we're seeing more cases. We're seeing cancer rise in younger people. We're seeing heart disease in younger people, more psychosis, more anxiety, depression. So for those people that when they hear about stroke or heart attack or cancer, they go, okay, well, I don't have to worry about that till I'm older. I'm going to tell you right now, anytime a younger person gets a diagnosis of that, they're just as shocked. Now, you know, it's a surprise to all of us, but it shouldn't be. We need to be prepared and we need to be aware. So let me just review what happened. Daily Mail has reported that Snoop Dogg's daughter, Corey Broaddus, had suffered a stroke. She had endured one. It was in the morning. And I think it was today. I have to double check when it happened, make sure the report isn't old, but this is some breaking news. A lot of times strokes do happen in the morning. And there's a lot of reasons that have been theorized for that. Is it because we have blood pressure spikes? Is it because we may have sleep apnea? And going through a whole night with decreased oxygenation, shall we say, because we're not breathing as well or we're not getting enough oxygen in our sleep, is that putting us at risk? But sadly, when individuals have strokes, even though it could happen any time, we do see it more often where people wake up with it or it happened in the morning. And so on her Instagram, she read, I had a severe stroke this AM. Yep, this is today. I started breaking down crying when they told me. I'm only 24, and what did I do in my past to deserve all this? And, having a severe stroke and you see a picture of her in the hospital room, it's just heartbreaking. Now, I think in terms of medical issues, she has lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus, which is an autoimmune disease, which sadly can be life-threatening. It could affect your kidneys, could affect your immunity, could affect your skin, a variety of things, especially the heart. And so the lupus could have put her at risk. But I think there's a lot of things that younger individuals, and I'm not saying her, but I think there's a lot of things that kids or younger individuals don't understand that could be putting them at higher risk. And this does not necessarily relate to Corey. It could have been because of her lupus, could have been because of some of her medications. But I get very, very nervous at the indiscriminate prescribing of birth control, estrogen-containing birth control, without a thorough vetting. You know, having had a patient who was, I think she was only 24 at the time also, 24, 25, her doctor gave her birth control. I didn't. No, I didn't give her birth control because she had gone to a gynecologist, and I think there was like a family history of stroke, and so I said, make sure, you do your coagulation panel, make sure somebody, evaluates you, and the doctor gave her estrogen, and she ended up actually having pulmonary embolisms, and she died from pulmonary embolism, which are blood clots that went to the lung and killed her pretty rapidly. And, birth control shouldn't be deadly. Birth control overall is fairly safe. But there are some individuals that cannot tolerate the estrogen. And estrogen can be clot-forming. So, we want to vet people to make sure they're not at higher risk. Do they have a clotting disorder? Do they have a genetic potential for that? There are so many other birth controls that are progesterone-only where we don't necessarily have to use the estrogen. Now, me personally, I prefer... I think the estrogen does seem to minimize some of the side effects people get with birth control, but some of us just can't take it. Vaping, cigarette smoking, those are things that could put us at risk for stroke. Energy drinks, caffeine-related products. If we are inducing an abnormal heart rhythm, that could put us at risk for stroke. And I'm not saying this is what happened to Snoop Dogg's daughter. I'm just saying in general, I think we really need to educate our younger, younger population as we're educating our older populations, that there's a lot of things that they could be putting themselves at risk for when it comes to strokes. So what is a stroke? A stroke is where part of your brain does not get oxygen. And it can happen because you have a clot where you have a blockage, and so blood and then oxygenated blood can't get to the brain, or it could be because you have a bleed. So if a vessel bursts, trauma, high blood pressure, other sorts of predilections or vulnerabilities causing blood vessel bursting. If that blood vessel bursts, obviously that's not bringing the oxygen to all the tissues. And so there's hemorrhagic stroke, and as the first, ischemic stroke. And so stroke can obviously kill depending on what part of the brain doesn't get the blood flow. And blood clots are a more common, or plaques, arterial plaquing are a more common form. Ischemic stroke is more common than hemorrhagic stroke. And so it's kind of like a heart attack of the brain. Now, we need to identify the signs of a heart attack, of a stroke and a heart attack as well. So with a stroke, do you have a change in your vision? Do you have garbled speech? Are you having trouble communicating? Can you not text? You're like, wait a second, I'm trying to get the word out and it won't come out. Are you losing your balance? Are you having vision issues, headache? Are you dizzy? Is your face starting to droop? And so we have FAST and FASTER, which are for the symptoms of stroke, because we want you to identify this as quickly as possible. There's also BFAST. I don't care which one you use, just understand that you better call 911 as soon as possible. So FAST is F for facial drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T means time to call. BFAST includes balance and eye changes. So balance, eye, face, arm, speech, time. FASTER is a newer acronym. FASTER, F for face, A for arm, S for stability, T for talking, having issues talking, E for eyes, and R means to react, call 911. So I don't care whichever one you use, you need to get yourself seen immediately. So what puts us at risk? Well, high blood pressure, family history of stroke. If there's anybody in your family who has a clotting disorder or history of stroke, you could be at higher risk. If you're diabetic, have diabetes, that could put you at risk. Cardiovascular disease, obviously, if you have artery clogging and carotid clogging, then, you know, if you're clogging the arteries in the heart, then you're also probably clogging arteries that supply the brain. So those need to be evaluated as well. Abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation, if you smoke, if you do drugs, if you're obese, if you're not active and you're sitting a lot, if you have a clotting disorder. Those over 55 are at higher risk, but still, as you could see with Corey, Snoop Dogg's daughter, 24 years old, anybody can. African-Americans or black individuals are at higher risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. Sleep apnea, as we talked about. Men appear to be more affected than women, but we're still seeing women get strokes as well. Inflammatory bowel disease. So we want to prevent strokes. So as I said, first and foremost, before you take estrogen products, before you consider smoking, if you don't know your risk, talk to your medical provider and let them evaluate you for risks. See if you have coagulopathy, if you have a tendency towards clots. See if any behaviors you're doing, such as frequent energy drinks, are things that could put you at risk. Make sure you get your regular physicals. Try to prevent heart disease. Stay active. Keep your diabetes, keep your blood pressure in control. And also, you know, limit your stress. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So about a year ago, an underground biolab was found in Ridley, California. Was it an official was driving around going, well, that's a kind of an interesting roof or an interesting building, and, you know, was not really expecting there to be activity. It was kind of very, like, it was on a fluke that it got found. And it was revealed that it was funded or had ties to China. There were reports that there were HIV vials and Ebola and samples of some pretty infectious and deadly pathogens in this lab. And Apparently, the cleanup continues. It's been a year. But Fox News is saying there is a temporary green fence and a small team of Environmental Protection Agency hazmat contractors have been loading up and shipping out 800 containers full of chemicals that were still left behind in this warehouse turned underground biolab with suspicious ties to China. But it's been more than a year. It was filthy. There were blood samples, hence biohazard, genetically altered mice, and potentially lethal infectious agents that were uncovered. Now, credit goes to Jessalyn Harper, a newly hired code enforcement officer. Now, some of the newest people on the job are some of the best. You notice that? Because they want to do their job right. I got to tell you, some of my best medicine was when I just got out of school. And I'm like, I am going to uncover, no stone will be left unturned. And so good for her. And she told Fox News, worst case scenario, someone could have gotten really sick and they could have spread it throughout the community. She was on patrol, and I guess is still on patrol outside the warehouse as the EPA crew worked inside. And local officials have repeatedly stressed that no one has gotten exposed, that, you know, even though there was malaria, dengue, hepatitis, HIV, Ebola that were found. No one, though, also, however, has been criminally charged. Now, why not? So this obviously has, you know, made news and people have been, you know, kind of curious as to why. What? You know, why? This is an illegal lab. I mean, me as a doctor, if I had anything in my clinic that the medical board wasn't aware of, or OSHA, or I would be closed down, I would be fined, and I could have been. What are any ramifications? Ridley City Manager Nicole Ziba was interviewed on Fox News today and said, I do understand that investigations take time and some of them take years depending on the complexity. Would I like to see some changes around the infectious diseases? Yes. Would I like to see some changes around what really happened here? Yes. So prosecutors did charge one man linked to the biolab with selling fraudulent COVID-19 and pregnancy tests and lying to federal agents. Jia Baizhu, a Chinese national, had pled not guilty, but has remained behind bars after federal prosecutors convinced the judge that he was a flight risk. Apparently, Zhu is also known by several other names. I do not know what his medical, pharmaceutical, chemistry, scientific background is. But what has been determined is Zhu received significant financial payments from China and is in this country illegally after fleeing Canada a decade ago. Apparently, he had been found guilty of fraud, including stealing U.S. intellectual property, along with fellow defendants, and had been ordered to pay $330 million in damages. So, you know, he might be the, you know, face of it, but I think it runs deeper. And so, what other labs are doing this? I mean, we have been told that China has infiltrated, or people from China have infiltrated, you know, not necessarily assimilating and being American, and we have many, you know, Chinese Americans, and we're grateful, you know, and welcome, and, you know, and thank you for being part of our amazing country, but that there have been non-committing nationals that are Chinese nationals, not Americans, that have set up shop, have bought land, have bought property. Now, about 10 years ago, during the Great Recession and when the market was still really a mess and people couldn't sell to other Americans, we were approached when we wanted to sell our office by, again, somebody from China that could pay cash. People from China can pay cash. And we officials and some politicians have been begging the question as to, has anybody seen what is getting purchased, who owns it, what ties, investigate any ties to China? And just because somebody emigrates to America from China and is an immigrant, you know, and, you know, becomes, a citizen here, doesn't necessarily mean they continue to have signs, you know, ties to China. But when you see something like this, a biolab, and think about it. If you have a biolab, it's because you might be working with a hospital, or you might be working with a government, the NIH or the CDC, or you might be working with a pharmaceutical company. What was this biolab doing? Why did they need to have specimens? Why are, I mean, they could have done research in China. I mean, is this person, and are they trying to say, well, he's just rogue and he's trying to make his own money? Who is he doing this for? There has to be a market for somebody. And I think it was an abandoned warehouse, so I don't think they were paying rent. I'm not exactly sure all the details. But if you are going to be operating a bio lab, it's because you have consumers that need what you are engineering or making or distributing. So who are the consumers? Yes, it is extremely suspicious. I mean, you know, our OSHA and our EPA and our, you know, our government agencies are, you know, always watching for accidental, for inadvertent, for, you know, anything planned. And, you know, something like this, you know, how, who were they making or who were they storing this for? And some of these, again, deadly, why malaria? What? I mean, I doubt this is somebody going, well, I'm just going to find the next cure and I'm going to be famous. I just don't believe that's what's going on. And I also don't understand how they could have gotten caught. Yeah, I told you, in doctor's offices, it really confuses people, because if you have a bloody nose in a bathroom, at a stadium, at a bathroom, at a doctor's office, if you have your period, it goes into a garbage, a regular garbage. Yet at a doctor's office, if you are addressing a little splinter, and there's a little drop of blood from that, that has to go in a biohazard container. Why? Because blood carries infectious disease. And boy, is OSHA all over that to make sure that you aren't having blood products, and which is kind of always difficult, because what do you do with the public bathroom? They got bloody noses. You got people that cut themselves or in the bathroom. They're wrapping up. In doctor's offices, you clean out the public bathroom as quickly as possible. But, you know, boy, any drop of blood done at a doctor's office, at a doctor setting, has to be biohazard packaged and biohazard disposed of. Yet something like this, where there's Ebola, HIV, malaria, come on. So it's not right. Something's not right. Something's fishy. Rotten in the state of Denmark. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.